Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from one of our reporters, Kolya Shields. What do you have for us today, Kolya?
I keep seeing time-lapse photos showing ice sheets shrinking faster and faster. That made me curious about the impacts of this melting and what we might be able to do about it.
We had Yannick Schaller from our Possibly team help Kolya look into this question. Welcome, Yannick and Kolya.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So first of all, what are glaciers really, and why should we be worried about them melting?
Well, in short, glaciers are large formations of ice and snow that slowly flow across land and stay frozen during the warm seasons.
To learn more, we spoke to Paul Majewski.
I'm the director of the Climate Change Institute at the University of Maine.
Paul says officially, glaciers have to be tall enough for ice to accumulate on the top and flow to the bottom. That means they're usually at least 30 feet thick. But
glaciers come in all sizes. The largest, obviously, the ice sheets, the Antarctic ice sheet, which is 1.5 times the area of the United States.
Wow, that is a lot of ice.
Yeah, but they're shrinking. According to a recent study, glaciers across the world are losing about 267 gigatons of ice a year.
And that means?
To put that in perspective, just 1 gigaton is equal to about 10,000 fully loaded aircraft carriers.
I'm guessing this is happening because of climate change.
Yes, but it's not just that it's getting warmer. Because it's warmer, the white snow that covers glaciers melts away and reveals a darker ice surface, which absorbs more heat and speeds up the melting process.
So they're melting faster and faster. But why are people so worried about that?
Paul has some insight into that question.
If you were to melt something like the Greenland ice sheet, a sea level would probably rise close to 20 or 30 feet. And of course, the Antarctic ice sheet is a lot larger.
So far, about half of the sea level rise we've experienced is a result of melting glaciers. The rest is from the expansion of ocean water as it warms.
So more melting glaciers means more coastal flooding?
Yes, they definitely contribute to the rising waters all around us.
And Paul says melting glaciers do more than increase sea levels. They also affect water supplies for some communities.
For the people who live in places like the Himalayas, the Andes, Europe for that matter, loss of glaciers is a tremendous change.
And we're not just talking about a few communities here. Melted glaciers meet the water needs of more than 200 million people every year.
Now, it's unlikely that we'll lose all of these glaciers in our lifetimes, but scientists estimate that at the current rate of melting, up to 80% of the world's glaciers will disappear by the end of the century.
That sounds pretty bad. Is there anything we can do about this?
There are a lot of interesting ideas out there, like snow machines or covering glaciers with white blankets so they don't melt as fast.
But according to Matthias Huss, a glaciologist at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich, those strategies have their limits.
You can theoretically make an impact, slightly reduce the melting of glaciers, but as soon as if you try to apply it to bigger areas, it gets incredibly expensive.
Matthias says we should focus on the real solution.
There's only one way. We need to reduce CO2 emissions, which will eventually stabilize climate.
In short, the only surefire way to combat this problem is to dramatically reduce our greenhouse gas emissions very quickly.
Got it. Thanks, Kolya and Yannick. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.